Warning, warning, warning. This is a very visual episode. To best experience it, please watch the video. Warning, 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 warning. I just realized I could leave these special messages before an episode. Heh heh heh, this could be fun. Enjoy the show. Warning. 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 Warning.
Hey, Vinny.
Yeah, Cardiff?
Do you want to go subreddit surfing? I want to go subreddit surfing. Grab your phone, let's go subreddit surfing. Because I want to go subreddit surfing with you. We talk to folks from different subreddits because sometimes we just don't get it. We explore all kinds of subreddits. Subscribe now or you will regret it. Do you want to go subreddit surfing? I want to go subreddit surfing. Grab your phone, let's go subreddit surfing. Cause I wanna go subreddit surfing with you. Vinny and Cardiff go subreddit surfing. Mondays at 8, we are subreddit surfing. 10 is too late for subreddit surfing. So be here now for subreddit surfing today.
Aloha, big kahunas. Welcome back to subreddit surfing. I'm your host. My name is Vinny, and this is my best bud, Cardiff. It's gonna be a fun show tonight. Hey, buddy.
Hi, Vinny.
Do you always have to sandbag me and drag the energy down out of the gate every episode? You get so much joy out of it.
I'm the yin to your yang, Vinny. We're made for each other. When you're down, I'm up. When I'm up, you're down. When you're fat, I'm skinny. When you're skinny, I'm fat. It's all the yin and yang.
All right.
You're looking good, Vinny.
You're Cardiff. This is the best you've ever looked, too.
Thank you.
As a potato. It's the best you'll ever look, actually. So everybody, welcome to the show tonight. It's going to be an exciting one. Joining us, as always, is our producer, Jimmy the Lip. Hey, Jimmy.
Aloha.
Hi, Jimmy. Before we go too far.
He's going to do this to everyone tonight?
No, I really feel bad for you.
He's such an asshole, isn't he, Jimmy?
No, Jimmy. I said some mean things about Jimmy's mom last night on Potato Soup. It was a banger of an episode, by the way. Everyone should go check that out.
I
really feel bad. No, it's something that's so hurtful that if Jimmy was to hear, I'm glad he didn't hear. I talked to him before the show. I'm like, did you watch Potato Soup last night? And he said, no. And I said, good, don't watch it. Because I don't want you to see what I said about your mom or hear what I said about your mom. And obviously, I don't want your mom to hear it again. She was there, but I wouldn't want you to hear
neglected
this.
Mother, how you doing, my lovely, lovely lady, Jimmy's neglected mother? Thanks for the two. Hello, Cardiff. Missed you Monday. I was there. Jimmy's neglected mother. And if you weren't such a cheap cunt and not a YouTube member or a Patreon member, you would have been there too. So sorry, Jimmy's neglected mother. Sorry for the harsh words. Sorry. I didn't mean to call you cheap.
So there you go, Jimmy. I'm sorry about that. But as you know, we had a members only stream the week before. Vinny was busy blocking the sun or whatever he was doing.
I was drunk.
So we just did a quick members only show. And Jimmy's mom didn't know we did a show. So I was just advising your mom, if she invested a little more, $5 a month at subredditsurfing.com, she wouldn't have had to miss me the Monday prior. So
that double.
And I'm sorry that your mother's a cheap cunt.
I'll start leaving an extra $5 when I go through her purse so she can pay for it.
You mean you'll stop taking everything and leave $5 is what you mean?
Yes.
How about you leave her pills? Could you leave her pills? Could you leave the woman her pills at least?
Good money on the street.
All right. Well, you know, Cardiff's been sandbagging me all night, and I want to introduce everybody to King Sandbag.
He's been sandbagging Rochester.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to bring in a guy who knows how to co-host a show with me, a guy who isn't going to act like an asshole and bring down the energy just because he thinks it's funny. It's Carl Hamburger, everybody.
Yay. Actually, I respect our guests.
Hey, Vinny, what's going on?
Well, Carl.
How you doing?
That's the energy we've come to expect from Hamburger.
Okay.
That's why Carl doesn't do a show after 6 p.m.
What's new, guys?
He needs a nap. Carl, do you need a nap?
I'm very cranky.
You know, Carl and I are very nervous right now. I understand why your energy is a little low. I know that we are currently on the lam. We are running from the police. We're hiding. I'm on a beach. Carl's in a basement. They'll never find us.
There's a real good chance that we're doing this show from prison next week.
Yeah. So all because Carl had to go write graffiti in a bathroom 3 hours away from where he was and somehow get back before anyone knew he was gone. It was impressive.
Why didn't I just write the S differently? I could have faked it. I could have pretended I was someone else. I could have used my left hand.
I told you to put a little loop on it, you asshole.
I know. I should have put a smiley face in it or something. That Vince wouldn't have known it was my ass. Damn it. I'm an idiot. Stupid.
This has to be probably the stupidest storyline in the Dabbleverse ever. Like, it really has to be.
It's jumped the shark. I know. And I didn't want to entertain it, but it just keeps going. I don't know why.
It is.
Well,
it's something.
I am just astounded by how offended everybody was by my perfect call.
It was a perfect call. I agree. It was a perfect call.
Yeah. And we didn't put any graffiti in the bathroom. But if we did, it would have been creative and funny. Not like FSJ or FKB. It would be like the graffiti we're going to look at on Reddit tonight. Because, boy. There is a subreddit dedicated directly to bathroom graffiti, and that's where we're going to spend our evening.
Can I admit something?
Sure.
And it's hard for me to even say this right now with the allegations and all the things that are happening. I'm a big fan of bathroom graffiti. I could spend hours reading that shit.
I have to say I'm with you, Carl.
Because I was at Playhouse yesterday, Vinny. You've been to the Playhouse before here in Rochester.
Certainly.
Yeah. And I even enjoy it when you're just staring at the wall in front of you and it just says, what, you can't look down at your dick? It's too pathetic. And it just kind of calls you out for knowing where your eyes are. I even like that. That's enjoyable to me.
Agreed.
See, Vinny, I'm going to tear down the third wall here. Is it the fourth wall? Which wall do we tear down?
Whichever.
Fourth.
I have to tear down one of the walls. What Carl did there in his head, he realized, oh, wait, I've built this brand on being the not taking shits at work guy. I better pivot. And say, even at the urinals, there's graffiti. Too. We all know where Carl is sitting back, taking dumps in public, and reading graffiti. We caught you, Hamburger.
That's not, I would never shit at the Playhouse. It's not that far from my house. I would have made it home.
The Swillburger shitter. That's who you are.
Yeah, there's no way. Plus, you know what my problem? This is too inside baseball. But the problem with this place is Barcade. And they have amazing. For pinball in Rochester, it's the best place to go. But agreed. For some reason, people bring children there. Like, we're adults trying to play video games and pinball. Why are there children in here? This is ridiculous. So, no, I would not shit in that place.
You wouldn't stick it up for a kid?
I don't trust the way children use bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Or women.
Or John.
For that matter. Or John. Well, I won't shit at Stevie Tomatoes or the Playhouse.
The funny thing with the John... The John graffiti is it's almost turned back on him where now everyone's convinced if there wasn't a graffiti, he was the one that graffitied it.
He had the Sharpie on his thumb. He had the Sharpie mark.
He did have the Sharpie. He bragged about buying a Sharpie that week.
Yep.
Like that's a very strange thing to be bragging about buying.
You know who brags about buying a Sharpie? A homeless person. That's who brags about being a Sharpie. I can make all the signs now. Who the fuck brags about buying a Sharpie?
I got the sharpest black lines on the street for my signs with my new Sharpie. But it turned me around on that. And then, you know, he's the one that everyone's kind of pointing the Sharpie covered finger at right now.
Yeah.
The stinky, mangled Sharpie covered finger is being pointed back at him. But it made me think of the bit that you stole from Vince the lawyer with the narcissist doctor.
Yeah.
The doctor that went through the narcissist stuff. I found a psychologist who's discussing why people graffiti.
Oh.
And it does, again, there's some parallels to our pal Stuttering John in here again. So, Vinny, should we start with that?
I think that'd be a great place to start. Let's get into the head of these artists.
You don't even know the pun you made there.
I think I did.
Oh, okay. Tell the world who you are.
Okay, I'm Nick Heslam, and I'm a social psychologist at the University of Melbourne in Australia.
Nick, I have a question for you. Why do people write on bathroom walls?
That's a great question, Pete. I think they write because it's there. People have time on their hands. They're sitting down. There's nothing better to do. There's this big expanse of pristine wall beside them. They may have some sort of writing implement. And thoughts often tend while they're on the bathroom towards interesting kind of matters or rude ones. So people write for all sorts of reasons. They write political comments, they write poems, they write about sex, they write about romance. Sometimes they carry on long conversations with previous people who've been there. The good thing about this is that they know they have an audience. So when you write in a bathroom wall, you know there'll be a captive audience who has to pay attention to what you've written.
A captive audience.
are we saying that you have to be a narcissist to want to force people to read your thoughts?
No, but it's just a little bit of the he needs to perform for an audience. He knows there's going to be an audience there. He knows he can yuck it up to someone. I'm sure he loves. And he's admitted to graffiti before. Remember the famous Frank Fee on the desk conversations he's had in high school? He loves leaving his mark.
Interesting. Well, before we got... Oh, keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's like another 30 seconds.
That's very appealing for many people. And also because they're doing it in privacy and no one's witnessing their writing, they can write things that they wouldn't normally think to write in polite society.
And blame it on other people.
And so what might one of those impolite things that you, that's a personal favorite of yours?
I did some research on this as part of my book. And what I was surprised to find is that there are examples that go back hundreds of years. And I think my favorite, which I'll quote from the book, is one that was recorded on a boghouse wall in 1731. No hero looks so fierce in fight as does the man who strains to shite. And there are a lot of other ones. There's one back from Pompeii. I'm yours for two coppers. Soliciting sex, which is another popular theme.
Thanks for explaining.
Toilet graffiti, or latrinalia as it's called in the literature.
Latrinalia. That was my favorite part, knowing that there's a technical term for bathroom graffiti.
I hate that he just said 1731 as if they're carbon dating this shit and they know the precise date. Was it in April? Was it in October? Fuck off. Stop acting like you know the exact date someone wrote something in somewhere.
They might have dated it.
Oh, you think that they're actually like leaving the date?
Yeah, they wrote the year on it. You think
that guy owned a calendar?
I think the point was that men have been writing on bathroom, on shitter walls forever. As long as there's been shitter walls, we're going to write on it.
And then okay. Elon Musk bought that stall for $20 billion.
Now, if you would like to be able to look at that wall, you have to pay $16.99 a month.
Well, if you want your comment starred, yes.
Okay, fair enough.
If Elon had a sense of humor, he would rename Twitter to Latrinalia. We know he's not. He's
better than X.
He's not a. Yeah, it is better than X.
It's better than Truth Social. It's better than a lot of things.
All right, if you're going to start making fun of Trump, then I gotta go. So I'll see you guys.
Oh, stop it! He's going through so much. I know, Carl. But I guess...
Yeah, well, you got to kick a man while he's down, Vinny. Come on.
A real piece of shit like that. This is not a super popular subreddit, folks. There's probably about 3,500 people on it. We've seen a lot bigger sites, but there is a lot of funny stuff on here. So I want to start off with my favorite type. What's that, Cardiff?
You know, I think it's not that popular because I think there is a... I don't think there have been a lot of innovations in graffiti in the last few years. I think this is something that and we're going to get into a segment a bit later about comedy, a comedian that's made bathroom graffiti their livelihood. So we'll talk about that comedian in a bit, but I don't think there's been, I mean, it really hasn't evolved from dick and balls.
But you're saying that there's only so many phone numbers you can call for a good time.
Yes.
At a certain point, like I get it. I'm saturated. I
mean, it's the original doxing. Isn't
yeah.
it? It's
like, oh, good point.
Dox people.
Good point. Yeah.
And sex shame.
The other thing that I've noticed surfing this page is that there's a lot of joke thieves.
Oh,
there's a lot of the same things in different bathrooms where people think, oh, I'll be the clever one over here. Who's going to stop me? So let's start off with this jokester, Carl. I think this is along the lines of something we could both agree that is funny.
See, that's amazing right there. That's fantastic.
Yeah, the only thing that finger's missing is a little bump on it. So it's a finger pointing at a urinal. It says LOL. It's just pointing and laughing at your dick.
It's pointing directly at where your dick would be. That's great.
Now,
yeah.
See, that's wonderful, but that took a little bit of artistic ability. I mean, the nice thing about graffiti, it's accessible to everyone. If you can't draw, at least you can entertain with just words too, right, Vinny?
Sure. And you know, some people, I want to talk about the creatives because there are people who are very creative in these bathrooms. For example, this guy.
Oh, you got to work in the flusher into the graffiti.
And they turned into, what is it, T-100?
Oh, yes, it's okay. I got it now. It's John Connor. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Are you John Connor? This is a Terminator 2 reference. Right. Pretty incredible. This picture, obviously, from 1995.
I'm kind of upset he didn't turn into a dick, though. It's kind
of... If you're not watching this is clever on the same realm of when people get a tattoo and make their belly button look like a butthole. Like there's someone spreading, and then that's where your belly button is. It's very clever. Very good
stuff.
It's
a great use of space, to be honest.
It is, yes.
It is a step above the rest.
Good use of your surroundings.
Hey, Card, if I'm going to take a second and hit up some of these super chats we got piling up over here. Technicolor is a new member. Aloha, Big Kahuna. Thank you so much for supporting the show. We appreciate you. American Cupcake became a new YouTube member. Thanks, American Cupcake. Welcome back. Aloha, Big Kahuna. Say no more. Thanks for the $2 Canadians. Love Vinny and Cardiff. Thank you. Always fun.
That's fun.
Welcome back, Say No More.
He's not joking? Oh, okay.
He needs it. He's a very sincere person. Say no more.
He left me out this time. It's a little weird.
You stink, Jimmy.
Yeah. Don't complain when people super chat us. Don't be jelly. Nobody likes it when you're jelly. Melissa Young gifted one Cardiff Electric membership. That's bullshit.
Thank you, Melissa Young. All right. Hey, one is just fine with me. It doesn't have to be 10 every time with Melissa Young, okay, Vinny?
What I like to do, just so everybody knows, is I wait for Jimmy to hit his vape, and then I bring it back onto the screen.
Smart.
Just so he can try to hold it. It's a lot of fun to watch. Are you going to let it go? Are you going to let it go?
I didn't get a good one in, so.
Okay, damn it. I tried.
Very professional show.
Louis Ortiz, member for 3 months. Frosted Tips of the House. Cardiff, good show yesterday. I don't know about... that I saw graffiti at the bar yesterday said, put in whole wonder what they meant. Huh. Sounds like you found an old-fashioned glory hole, my friend. Free to game, $5. R.I.P.O.J. He's juicing people in heaven.
You got juiced!
I watched that last night for the first time.
He is in heaven, by the way, free to game. Good call.
Do you think Norm is happy to see him?
Oh, yeah. Norm was excited. He's like, I've written so many jokes. This is great. But I do think, and I'm not a religious person, I haven't read the Bible that many times, I think that if you do get 2,000 yards in one season, you go to heaven.
Ricky Williams will be there, O.J. Yep. Simpson will be there,
for sure. Buffalo
Campbell will be there. Even Adrian Peterson, the guy who stuffed leaves in his kid's mouth and beat him with a stick, will be in heaven.
Curtis just said Buffalo heaven, which is an oxymoron.
I'm just trying, maybe they have a lot of... Mighty Taco and Wegmans.
You know what? You know what Buffalo Heaven is? Miami. That's Buffalo Heaven.
All right, Kitty. John was the one that did it. I think you make a good point there. Thanks for the $2. Sketchy Press.
Our boy, Sketchy Press.
Hey, Sketchy. Hope you're doing well, man. I see you know. He bragged about going to the dollar store for science and Sharpies, then lied that he didn't have Sharpies. Thank you for the $5. Huh.
We're starting to figure out this John guy might not be the most honest.
Hunter Duke, VP and CE, very big of you to have your live show opening act on. Vote Vinny, call your mom, Jimmy. You're still a golden god. Thanks for the $4.99, Hunter Duke.
Thank you, Hunter Duke.
I did open for you guys. I did a pretty good job, though.
To be fair, you were phenomenal, but Andy is the one who opened for us. You were the big gun he brought in. Carrie, how do you say that, Cardiff?
Groenenveld. Groenenveld?
Groenenveld. Okay.
Veldet.
Veld.
Veld.
Great answer, Professor. That six-figure education's really paying off. LOL, fuck drunkie.
I know. That was... Anyone could have came up with that. He was like, sir, why do the people run bathroom walls? well, you know, they're bored and they think they're funny and people will see it because they sit in
the
bathroom.
Walls are there. They may have a writing
instrument.
There's
space. Yeah, there's space there. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude. You went to school for this?
Okay. It's got a doctorate in latrinaria. What did I call it?
Latrinaria.
Latrinaria.
They call it X.
Latrinalia. X, yes.
Oh, thanks to the two Canadian. Any of you sounded in a public toilet? r/sounded.
No.
Listen, I will never. And it will never happen. We're never covering that page. Oh, it's that's so fucking gross.
The more you struggle, Vinny, the more I'm gonna want to do it. Just stop resisting, and I'll let it go.
What if I was to get somebody who wanted to talk about it? Would you?
We would make you. You would have to watch all the videos first.
I'm not watching any videos.
Cardiff and I would take the week off, and we'll just give you the show for the day. You can talk to your friend.
Celebrate it serving with Jimmy. I'll redo the theme song.
I'm not torturing
your
myself.
Penis abusing friend. Red 473. Thanks for the $4.99 countdown to the first Saw meme with the toilet paper replaced with duct tape. Okay, I can see it happening. Stutcho
is put that one down.
Whoa!
One of us. Shit. Fucking Caitlin Hatley.
Cuck. Is that what that was?
Yes.
That's offensive.
But I do want to read what the super chat was. Hold on. It was it was just a super sticker. Thank you.
Yeah.
It sure was. It was a super sticker, all right.
Yeah. Reporting.
Charles Frosted Tips, thanks for the $2. Hi guys. Have you seen Kyle?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know where I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm looking around.
Well, subreddit surfing was fun.
This was a great show. Thanks for coming on, Carl. Melissa Young.
They call me the demonetized kid.
You know, the guy that lets me the guy that lets me twice a week put unchecked video footage on his stream.
That's true.
Should really be careful.
That's a good point. I'm not even allowed to watch. That's a good point.
Melissa Young gave 5 Card for Electric memberships. Thank you, Melissa. And Ben Zona, thanks for the $2. Cardiff, thanks for the crack.
Anytime, pal. Anytime.
You're a good dude, Cardiff. Now, this is one. This is a post I saw a lot of, Cardiff.
I know. I saw this one, too, but I've got to get this in before. We've got to get off to John. I've got to get John out of our lives on this show.
Please.
Because on this subreddit, John appears.
What?
John's graffiti appears.
Oh, my God. There it is.
There it is. FKB. In a porta potty, FKB FSJ again. He is traveling the country.
Oh my God! This is
the fuck out of here.
That's the new thing to write now.
This is going to become Baba Booey everywhere.
Wow!
You know, the new Kilroy was here.
This is amazing.
Yeah. Now this all might be one person doing this. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Can't confirm or deny.
But I just love the idea of John getting up in front of the entire bar and going, who wrote FSJ? And a guy stands up with a Sharpie. I wrote FSJ. And then another guy, I wrote FSJ. And then there's just hundreds of people. I wrote FSJ.
Everybody stands as a graffiti artist.
Now what, asshole?
This is real, man. How many of those were there? Like 4 or 5?
Yeah, we've got a few. And they're all different bathrooms.
Oh, flush the fucking toilet first. What's wrong with you?
maybe the graffiti was done first. Who knows? Maybe that's...
Go back. Hold on. Go back, too. Go one more. That's Carl's shoe. That is Carl's shoe.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen his shoe.
That's Carl's shoe.
That's also my J. That's how I write my J right there, too. So... Watch out.
Carl's shoe on every episode of WATP.
Yeah. How would you not see my shoe?
That is very clearly an orthopedic. That is definitely yours.
It's definitely a club-footed corrector. Is that what they call them, club-footed correctors?
Yeah, that is what they call them. Or Adidas, whatever.
Nasty Al, thanks for the $50. Stutcho is getting SCs about bad guitar playing and his tough crowd appearance. Of course, he's clueless. The walls are closing in on our boy. Go get him, boys.
Oh, Nasty Al. I have not been watching John the last couple of days, but I'm excited to hear that because John is a terrible guitarist. He sucks.
I'm glad the tough crowd thing is catching on, too. I tweeted to Colin Quinn today to ask him for some confirmation. Let's see if...
Why, what's that? I don't even know that reference. What's that
about?
Well,
he's made a claim that he's been on Tough Crowd.
Hmm.
And he made a claim. There was a website that had a listing of an episode that had Stuttering John listed. I went through every fucking episode of Tough Crowd I could find. I went through that episode with watching it in minus four times, like just to make sure I didn't miss him in the crowd somewhere.
No shit.
Like there's nothing, but he's made the claim. He doesn't say it a lot, but he's made the claim that he was on an episode of Tough Crowd. So I'd love
to see him on that show. He would get annihilated.
I might have suggested to Colin Quinn in the tweet that John has told the story that he rewrote Colin Quinn's monologue for the episode he was on.
So I get your joke right there.
Yes, okay, good.
Crocodile Dundee
2. Let's see if Colin gives me a little bit of a response.
Lockie, our man, he just finished up his Tough Rucker yesterday.
Nice.
So congratulations on surviving that, Lockie. Thanks for the $4.99. My daughter and I have a tradition where we're bringing graph markers everywhere we go. She's written more jokes on bathrooms than SJ did his career.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Lockie's the best dad ever.
Just don't call them afterwards.
Right. Nice to see you again.
That's a crime. Calling them is the crime.
That's a good point. Just don't call them. Don says, I can't believe this show still exists.
I know. When Vinny asked me to do it, I was like, you're doing what now? What do you do on Mondays? Wow. Okay, cool. I'm in.
Barely do the creep off. Flat Cat Jessica member for 1 month. Potato, please push and receive a bacon.
That's my favorite one. Jimmy, can you find that one for me? I didn't. Push button, just push button, receive bacon. Yeah. You'll find it. I was looking for it, but that was always my favorite. Like that was one where I took a picture of my BlackBerry 25 years ago and had to save that one, carry it with me everywhere I went. But Vinny, I think you had some posts you wanted to bring up.
You took a picture of graffiti and carried it around in your wallet?
Not my wallet, carried it around with me in my phone.
Oh, here we go.
Just that. There we go. Oh. That always made me laugh.
And it's stupid, but it's funny. It's
stupid, but it's fucking hilarious.
I like it.
It's so bacon.
Yeah.
You know how disappointed I get every time I don't get bacon?
Well, then the air comes out and you're like, it's probably cooking the bacon. I'll just sit here and wait. It's probably coming.
I'll wait. I'll keep waiting. Yeah. That's what that smell
is. It's like an air fryer. Bacon. It's coming.
It's bacon coming. Thanks, Jimmy.
You got it. All right. Let's jump back into some of these. This is one that I feel like got stolen a lot. Every time somebody sees this hook, they write, drunk octopus wants to fight you. Do you find this one humorous, Carl? On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you rate this?
I haven't seen a lot of octopi with just those two tentacles, so I guess I don't get it.
Yeah, but there's the shadow. Right. You got the shadow.
Still not adding up.
If the light
still not adding up to the correct number.
He's slow playing you a little bit, Vinny, but who are these bathroom graffitis? It's probably coming out in a couple weeks.
Probably on the Shuey Network.
Probably.
All right.
Why is Shuey watching right now? Because he will steal this.
I like this one. Another use of the...
Some heat.
My eye.
That is funny.
So this is the hair dryer, or the hand dryer.
Yeah.
And the one hanging down part is... kind of looks like it's dangling and someone wrote my eye over it. This is not the episode to be listening to, folks. If you're just in your truck or out on the road and you want us to keep you company, this might be one you throw on YouTube. But
this is a deep pull, but this reminds me of, I used to work at E-Bombs World. I've mentioned that a few times. And E-Bombs girlfriend also worked there. And sometimes she would contribute to the content we'd put on the website. And we had this ongoing series called Faces in Places. And it would just be like random objects that kind of looked like a face a little bit. They'd be like eyes and a nose. And you'd scroll through dozens of images of these things. And I went, guys, this is not content. Why are we putting this on the website? That's what this reminds me of. This is not good.
Women,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. Bitches be thinking this be funny.
All right. Let's try this one.
All right.
We have a copyright infringement. Where do we rank this? This is public health. And then there's a picture of Patrick from SpongeBob and says, no, this is Patrick. Where does this rank on your chuckle scale there, Carl?
I don't get it.
Yeah, that one stinks.
What does it mean?
All right.
What's the joke?
this is public health. No, this is Patrick.
That's just what Patrick would do.
Is it?
All right.
Yeah, is it? Yeah.
I don't know.
And then we have Bane. We have someone who made a Bane out of a drain in a bathroom. Nobody cared who I was until I put on the mask. It's pretty great. I liked that one. I thought it was funny.
You know what? Fun
one. I like Chippa Bane was my favorite.
Chippa Bane.
Yeah. Oh, this is fun. All right.
Yeah.
I can get down
so
with this.
Here we have a paper towel dispenser who has decided to go to Greenland.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a good use of the space, I would
say. Go to Greenland, or as we call it, Future Vinny. Yes.
Carl.
Now we have
so mean.
A lovely.
What do you do the creep off with then?
Hey, Cardiff, what do you do on Monday afternoons?
Nothing.
All right.
Not even if Vinny's funeral's a Monday at noon. I'm not doing nothing.
Sorry. I know what I'll be doing, haunting all of your asses. Help me out, somebody. Now that's a nice pudding pop. We got a nice Bill Cosby portrait. And then we have another guy who used a hook to make it look like a penis and testicles.
Yes.
And says, don't act like you're not impressed.
That's funny. I like that. I have to say, Bill Cosby was not a funny guy for most of his career, but now, hilarious. Anytime I see Bill Cosby now, I'm like, that's pretty clever. I like it.
I would put that in my bathroom. I'm not going to lie.
Yes, I know. I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, if I drew that in my bathroom right now, I don't even think Jen would be mad at me.
Now, I can't art at all. I can't draw. I can't paint. I can't.
Can't podcast. Can't write jokes. Can't play guitar. Yeah, but keep going.
He's talking shit. You know what happened if he wrote on the walls in his house? Jen would be screaming, Carl, are you coloring on the walls again?
This is what happens if you don't take your nap. You better take your nap next time.
But how long does a piece of art like that take? Like, is that something somebody did over days of visits?
Yeah, or did somebody pretty good.
Knock that out in an hour?
I feel like that's like a stencil. They like spray painted, like put a thing down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not, obviously. But you're right, Carter, because even the lettering I couldn't do. I wouldn't be able to write that.
Yeah, on a wall, too.
Right.
Like, it's harder. We've seen your S's on a wall.
No, you haven't. Nice. Allegedly.
I have, too. You always write SS. It's weird.
I'm a history buff. What do you want?
Figured he was a KISS fan and forgot the first two letters.
All right, let's keep going here. For a good time, basically, they put down, covered up a phone number here, but they took this button and made it look like there was a record, play, talk here, like intercom in front of the urinal.
So that's a joke from the 80s is what we're looking at.
Must be. Okay. It must be. It lasted a while.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I dug into bathroom graffiti a little bit, the history, the lore behind it. There was a time where bathroom graffiti was the memes of pre-meme days. Like, before we could send memes around on X, we drew things on bathroom stalls that made people laugh. Before we could fax stuff to each other's offices, if anybody remembers doing that, people had bathroom, you know, stalls.
Cardiff, how fucking old are you?
I'm telling stories that I've heard people say, Vinny. I use these words that I've heard over the years in history class. But it really did become like a way to pass messages. But in the what I always found fascinating was the one we talked about a little bit on the members only show we did. But the Kilroy was here, how that Kilroy was here traveled all through the world. Like, anywhere you go, just because the military was drawing it on walls in Europe, and then it just traveled everywhere through the world, and it just became like the first meme, maybe?
Pretty much. It was like from what, World War II, I think we found?
So I pulled a little video.
Yeah, what's the origin of it? Let's check it out.
Yeah.
We'll learn.
It's not really the origin of it, just kind of discusses it a little bit, but... just so everybody knows what's
the aura vodka of it is my question.
Come on, Chippa. Come on.
Well, here's my telephone number, kind of a thing.
I joined the army as a young man in the latrines of soldiers that were removed from society where women were not available. It was intense. So, you know,
So what he's saying is you really should have seen the graffiti and the shitters on base.
Just it hardcore was, pornography.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
There were things to fuck in there.
Everywhere. The thing that I noticed in the army, and it happened all over the world during the Second World War, Kilroy was here. Have you ever heard of that?
I was born just prior to World War II, and I do remember that there was sort of I guess what then would be...
I was born just prior to World War II.
Kilroy.
Kilroy was here.
The Kilroy Japs. Was my father.
The Japs
actually.
Were the problem.
Well, there goes the muddy.
No, and that's just what Dr. Steve says all the time. Whenever I'm texting with him, he's always talking about those people. I'm like, all right.
It's okay to quote somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Cord Wainer memes still remind me of shit smells. Card. I don't believe I actually said that. I think you're paraphrasing me.
Joke. It was a little statue of a young woman who was obviously pregnant, and down at the bottom it had the sentence, Kilroy was here, meaning Kilroy had been there. He was the one that had caused her pregnancy, and that was a great joke.
Maybe it has something to do with the nature of relieving ones.
So that was the original Kilroy was here, you're saying, that's what it originally was. It was showing a pregnant girl, and Kilroy fucks.
So, you know, there's something very natural and basic. It's a very, how will I say, individual matter, but somehow it taps the collective.
Yeah, I just found it fascinating. That's something that spread throughout the entire world, throughout Europe at least, and then they came back to America. Us here in America, it came back to all of us. Kilroy was here, and it kind of spread. You don't see a lot of Kilroys were here anymore, though. You do on this subreddit.
Now it's all sleep well, every pony. But back then it was Kilroy was here.
You think that's what's spreading?
I would love to see Kilroy was here in a lot of people's chats this week. A lot of Kilroy was here super chats this week just for fun, folks.
Bring it back. Vinny, let's spread the word of Subreddit Surfing without mentioning the program and not giving anyone a clue about where it's coming from. Smart.
Yep. I'm a marketing guy.
I like it.
Hey, Corn Diff. Welcome back, Carl, Vinny, Potato, Green Mike Guy.
Corndiff.
Cheers.
Good Corndiff, to see you, Corndiff, star of The Bonfire with Robert Kelly and Big J.
Wait, Oakerson. What? Why? Was Corndiff on there?
No,
they were talking
mention.
About him.
Did he? Oh, that's right. He did get a mention. Corndiff was supposed to be on Point Dabble Point, but had a bail out at the last minute. Not last minute. They gave me plenty of notice. But hopefully we'll get him on PDP soon.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We're getting a hot guy.
Is he going to 3D print John while you guys make jokes?
I hope so.
Okay, good.
What are you going to do with a 3D printed John?
What do you think?
It's going to fuck it.
What do you think, Vinny? See this toy behind me over here? It could use a partner.
We can assemble all the toys. We can bring all the toys back from, what was her name?
Tokyo Joy.
Glow. Yeah, reassemble all the toys to just fuck the 3D printed John in every orifice.
I just got John pregnant.
Carl was here. Subdude, thanks for becoming a YouTube member. We appreciate you. Aloha, Big Kahuna. Vincenzo, Go Sabres, Go Amerks, FSJ, FKB.
Vincenzo, I want to tell you, Sabres are up 3-1 against Tampa. Oh, if I'm not spoiling that for you, I'm watching the game right now. And yes, the Amherst are going to go on a run this playoff season with Devin Levi as the goalie. I'm very excited about that. Vinny and I will be at all the Amherst games for
minor
the
league hockey.
I wasn't aware I was coming. I was going to those.
You're not.
I wasn't invited. Thank Christ. Cardiff.
Well, there's minor league hockey, and then there's the Maple Leafs getting blown out in the first series. Which would you prefer, Cardiff?
No comment.
Okay.
Go North Stars.
That's right. I'm gonna watch the basketball playoffs like a grown up, guys. That's good, what I'll be for doing.
Oh wow! Someone actually tried to defend a shot once. That was neat. As one team wins 140 to 136.
I like this show better with Carl. Sorry, guys. You know what?
Jeff Spangler, my man.
I love Jeff Spangler.
Me
agree.
Too. He's great.
I agree.
Bye, guys. Now we're
welcome
subreddit
to the
surfing.
All new subreddit surfing.
I love this.
Everybody, it's a great new show. Send an okay, Carter.
Vinny, oh, I'm fine. I'm ready to franchise.
All right. Now, some of the things that I've noticed on this subreddit are more like comments or people making others aware of situations that they're currently in.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like this one right here, which I thought was pretty funny. And I don't know how real this is or not, or if it's a joke or if it's a cry for help. I seem to have eaten some acid. To not have a mirror is both relieving and sad.
That's fun.
It just makes you wonder what happened to that room before you were there. You know what I mean? Like some dude was just in there tripping and there's no mirror and he had to get Go ahead, Carter.
No, I was going to say, I try not to think of what happened in that room before I'm in there.
That's a good point.
Can I?
The last thing I want to think of.
Can I tell a quick dumb anecdote that just reminded me of? So my band used to practice on the second floor of this building on Anderson, which is behind Three Heads, if you're familiar with Rochester, long before Three Heads was there. Anyway, so we're on the second floor, but there's a roof next to our room. So you can climb up on the roof, and then you can get to the windows of our practice room. And people broke into the windows of our practice room, smashed out the windows, came in, went, oh, there's a band that plays here. That's cool. And wrote on the wall, sorry we broke the window. We're tripping. Have a great night, guys. So they didn't steal anything. They didn't do anything. They were just like dudes like tripping their balls up, breaking into buildings. They went, oh, cool. These guys practice here. All right. We'll leave that alone.
That's insane.
What were they looking for?
I think they were just looking for an adventure. You know, they're just fun guys. They're just like, oh, there's a band that plays here. These guys, oh, we won't fuck with them.
Well, I think this one, I know what this person who wrote this was looking for, and it could be Jimmy's Nan. If you're for a good time, call your Nan and invite her for Sunday dinner. Delightful. Call your Nan, Jimmy. Please call your Nan.
I like people who give out advice.
Yeah.
Here's some good advice. Bathroom tip. Going number two discreetly, cover up your poop sounds by continually shrieking at the top of your lungs.
That's good work. You like advice, Vinny, but I like quotes. I like quotes from famous people. Your mic okay? Vinny dead?
I just muted it. Sorry.
Oh. I like quotes from famous people, powerful people, like presidents of the United States. Like this quote from President Abraham Lincoln. Big tits can't make up for a small ass, but a big ass can make up for some small tits. Abraham Lincoln.
Well said.
Yeah, it's before he was president.
That's actually a pit. No, that's actually was on the wall in the bathroom at Ford's Theater. Just so.
Oh, okay. So he's the one who wrote that.
Yeah, that was him.
That was his last official act as president. Was writing that on the wall. I saw this on the tour at Ford's Theater.
I have Roger Ebert's last bathroom latrinarium right here.
That's good.
A one-star review.
One-star review for this bathroom. Will not pee here again. All right, Cardiff, you're up. Bring it.
Oh yeah, we're playing this game now, huh?
Oh, battling, yeah, let's go.
Battling graffiti. I've only got a few left. But I like, okay. You might know me to like dry humor. So this is right up my alley. Three things I hate. One, graffiti. Two, irony. Three, lists.
I like it.
Now, this is one that I saw in a bunch of different places. This is one that gets lifted a lot.
Yeah.
Because people are smug.
Can't be you.
Are you saying I can't be lifted? Is that the joke?
Yes. So heavy.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, real piece of shit potato.
You are looking good, Vinny. And Carl, I think this is the workaround. This is the official workaround. You can make a fat joke to Vinny as long as you say he looks good after.
Yeah, no,
you're not how that works.
Yeah. Vinny, you're obese, but you're looking way better than you used to.
Yeah. Figured out the formula.
Yeah, it's good. I like that. Because then Vinny's just like, yeah, I am looking better than I used to. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You creep off, friends. Everybody. Tune in. Watch Carl put the formula in action Mondays.
Here's somebody who makes a very valid point to another person's graffiti. There's a pair of lips on the wall, like somebody kissed the wall with lipstick. Mm-hmm. Really? You put your mouth on a bathroom wall at a bar? You sick bitch. Yeah, what they wrote.
That's pretty gross.
But then someone drew the Facebook like thumbs up. Yep, I sure did.
Actually, I think that was more like they liked the comment.
No, yeah, that's true.
That's probably true. But Vinny, you think that makes a good point?
All right. What do you got?
I think this makes a good point.
Literally.
I get it. I get it. It's Woody.
Somebody's taken the grain of wood, the knots in the pine. So it's very similar to the wall behind Carl.
I was going to say some naughty pine. Huh? Hey.
I think this might have been. If I ever get an invite back to that basement, I'm going to find some penises to draw.
No, we have giant vaginas all over. I sometimes just sit down here and stare at that. We go, wow, that is a big vagina right there.
I have to say my greatest regret in life. I have a few, but my greatest. When I was a boy, we lived in a house with an unfinished basement, and the walls were covered with graffiti. Like the people that lived there before, the kids just markered all over the wall. My mother would never let me draw on the walls in the basement, and I still to this day don't know why.
Yeah, what's the difference?
I wasn't allowed to add to it for some reason.
You do it once, you do it forever.
I'm going to go back
and
buy that house.
She knew what she would be drawing. She knew what she would be drawing, and she just didn't want to put herself through it.
She did know. I'm going to find that house.
I think this one might have been left here by management. I'm not sure. You tell me.
It's good advice.
I'm going to say bathroom holder. It's a toilet paper roll. It says, do not do cocaine on me.
Yeah.
I think this was probably put there by the establishment, if I had to guess.
No, I think that was by the coke dealer. He's like, I don't want people wasting. Look at all those crevices.
Yeah, it's not a good place smooth. For coke. Right. Bring a CD case in, like an adult. Yeah. What are you doing?
That's why that other mirror would disappear that one time. Okay. Here's a real gross one, guys. This is written on in a, looks like a portable porta potty. It says, I need more cum for my collection. Leave me some, please. I check every morning between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m.
For anyone, best anyone start the rumor, I did not write that. That is not my handwriting.
Looks like Carl's S and some.
Yeah, I do check for cum every morning. That's true. I don't know where that is, but
it's on the checklist.
Found it.
Why do you guys think I take a nap?
Great.
All the cum hunts. You have to travel around like a vending machine salesman collecting cum.
Old cum hunting Carl, they call him.
You guys.
I agree with this one.
We must all be good friends. You guys are just ribbing me. Like good buddies.
Good natured
ribbing. Yeah. Good natured ribbing.
Yeah, we're all pals. We're all pals here. Fuck Comcast.
Fuck Comcast with a heart, though. I'm confused about this.
Yeah, you can't by chance put that one back up, because if Cardiff knew the guy's coming at 8 to collect the cum, I'm there at 7:30. Thank you, Cord.
Oh, shit. Daniel Poon, thanks for being a member for 8 months. The 50s giving a lady what for a drawing a Kilroy? The 50s giving a lady what for and drawing a Kilroy. I get it. Yeah, we already talked about that a little while ago. Vince verified those S's are Carl's. Agreed.
Bullshit! What are
you got any more there, Cardiff?
Just again, the classic. I call this the classic. just penises.
So I want to point out, since we're all having a lot of fun today, my wife is a huge fan of drawing penises in public places, and she follows an Instagram page. I know this is subreddit surfing. We're talking about subreddits. There's an Instagram page.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to Instagram in a second.
Okay, good. Because there's an Instagram that just takes photos of penises being drawn on things in public. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there is a higher brow of comedy than just drawing a dick on things.
No, I don't think there's. It's, first, could you ask Jenny to send that to me, please?
Yes,
I would like to follow that account.
Yes.
But yeah, it's like, let me ask you. You know how everyone has their own gun sound? What was that? I think that was a Ron bit. Like, everyone has their own gun sound.
Pachoo, pachoo. Pachoo, 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 pachoo.
Yeah.
Pachoo, pachoo.
Jimmy, what's yours?
Bang.
Yeah. Bang, 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 bang.
It's acceptable.
Much like that, much like everyone has their own gun sound that you've grown up with, everyone has their own penis style. How they draw penises, yep. Whether it's a couple hairs on the balls or really hairy balls, like we see on some of these. Like
smiley face on the head, yeah.
Yeah, the curve. I love the classic here right over the toilet, just the straight shaft and two misaligned balls. It's perfect. Yep. It's beautiful. It's art.
I'll tell you what. This one right up in the corner there is kind of like more of what I do. It looks like a rocket ship with another rocket ship dick shooting out the top of it. I think that's
You ever come good. Dicks? That's when you know you're really having a good time.
It's amazing.
I came so hard, I came another dick.
Girls love it too. They're getting hit in the face with dicks like, wee, wee.
But since we're talking about comedy, Vinny, have you ever heard of the comedian Caitlin Cook?
Yes, I've heard her name. I don't know anything about her, though.
Carl, have you?
I don't know if I have.
Yeah, she's Jimmy, I'm not even going to ask you. You're an idiot. but when you're doing a show called, you know, about bathroom graffiti, and you start Googling bathroom graffiti and videos, the first 78 pages on Google are Caitlin Cook. She has carved out quite the niche in comedy. I think she is the only comedian that has taken bathroom graffiti and turned it into her signature. It's her hamburger or her get her done. It's bathroom graffiti, and she seems to be doing quite well with it as well. So I pulled one of her Instagram videos.
All right.
How she incorporates bathroom graffiti into her comedy. It's rather,
Am I gonna despise this, Carl? Cardiff?
We'll judge you, Vinny. We will judge you based on if Caitlin Cook is playing the Rickles room in the next 6 months or not.
All right.
So we'll know what kind of man you are if you book Caitlin Cook after seeing this. The great Caitlin Cook. She gets people.
Put that back up. Hold on.
What I hated the mix say? Of that. That crowd was way too fucking loud.
Go, but hold on, Carter. At the very end, there.
That's a
go to the end of the
audience
video.
Right there.
Waiting on the stall, a one woman bathroom musical. Is that how she's billing this?
The writing on the stall instead of the writing on the wall.
The writing on the stall. Caitlin Cook, off Broadway debut. It's a one-woman show. So basically people send her bathroom graffiti pictures, and she claims she turns it into music. But what she does, much like Stuttering John, she plays chords and says what's in front of her.
Cock-a-copter. Cock lobster.
I get it. It's original. I'll give her that. But it's not really. I mean, I couldn't watch
did you see what
90 minutes of it.
Did you see what Animal Kelly wrote in the chat there?
Let's take a peek.
And the show has reached a new low.
Thank you,
Animal Kelly.
He is not wrong.
Well, Caitlin Cook coming soon to the Rickles room.
Yeah, nope. Probably.
I'm going to hit the cross.
Nope. Vincenzo.
We know Jen would go see her. She'll do the penis on the wall bit. Jen's
hold on. Carl, I want you to go upstairs right now, and I want you to ask Jen if she's ever heard of Caitlin Cook.
I will.
All right.
Are you daring me to do that?
Yes. Go ask her. I want to know if she's heard of her. I absolutely want to know.
She's going to run down in her Caitlin Cook shirt.
She's following all the bathroom graffiti Instagrams. Yeah. Where to find out if she thinks this girl's pretty funny.
I tried to find an Instagram page. No, the Instagram page that Carl said that one of the penis are. I couldn't find anything. You should ask him if I can get that.
It's probably a secret. It's probably a secret page. Hopefully I can get a hopefully I can get us in.
It's not an Instagram page. It's her DMs. That's what she's confused about.
Her and all her friends, they just send the pictures. But yeah, that's I really don't get the bit, but that yeah, there's 90 minutes of this. Her just putting
no
up
thanks.
Just saying it. I mean, just saying it. That's the thing. That's the way she's writing. Because I watched a bunch of her videos where she's like bragging about writing songs, but she's just looking at a picture and announcing
it. Here's my opinion on this, real simple. Yeah. How do I put this? You know how I know it sucks?
The chat just wanted a screenshot.
Okay. Have fun, kids. Here's how I know that sucks. Because you're telling me she does a 90-minute show. We're struggling to get to 60 minutes on this fucking topic.
Yes.
You can't tell me she's got 90 minutes of gold. No one is going to fool me on that.
Yeah. No. You know, I have to give Carl a win here, because if somebody asked Stuttering John to go and ask somebody else that was in his home a question, it wouldn't take this long, because he would just take a couple steps.
Carl had to get in the elevator. He's got. She's on the other wing.
Yeah, she was in the West Wing. Oh.
Tiger Lily, nice to hear from you. Vinny looks really good. Ozempic. No Ozempic. I've been going to the gym. I've been working out and trying to lose weight the old-fashioned way, eating better. And it really pisses me off that I made all of these great life decisions around the same time that they invent a fucking fat pill. Am I fucking out of... Okay.
You can do both.
That's all. I should good. Do both.
Well, Carl, wait, hold on. Drum roll. I don't have drum roll. Go ahead.
You don't have the drum roll. So I went up and asked my wife, and before I could ask her, she goes, "No, I've never heard of Caitlin Cook. She's watching upstairs." Yeah, so I go, "But you must like that material." She goes, "No, I like drawings of penises, not songs about them." I said, "All right, fair enough." Right. Now we know.
Well, hi, Jenny. I know she's watching to make sure Carl's not getting out of line. So
she's writing notes down. She's like, "In minute 37, you made this joke. That's offensive. Don't do that again."
Animal Kelly, Vinny looks great in makeup, like a Ming the Fabulous for a gay parody of Flash Gordon.
Yes,
not wrong.
Terrifying.
Well, only the other thing wrong is that you looked good in makeup.
Listen, you're supposed to look good when you put makeup on. That's the point of putting makeup on.
That's why it was shocking how bad you looked. It's scary.
All right. Thanks for...
Honestly, if you were if you had that makeup on and read children's books to children, no one would be on the side of drag queens reading books to children. Even the ultra liberals would be like, "Yeah, we gotta get rid of this. This is not good.
Get this guy out of here."
I'm sorry, Carl. I'm not gonna let you come on my show and say Vinny was the ugliest drag queen you've ever seen.
I actually didn't say that, but
sounds like what you were saying.
All right, why? What do you think? You think he was hot?
Well, he was not the worst.
Okay. I was told I looked like a younger Ursula the Sea Witch at one point. I believe Alex, the Oracle Disney. From the Creep Off, told me I looked like Spock's gay brother Cock. That was
yeah,
fun.
That was fun. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. You guys are assholes.
Oh, Vinny. It's too much fun, Vinny. Too much fun.
All right. Let's get back to some of these so we could get out of here tonight and I could go to the gym.
Any better.
Get off your fucking cell phone.
What?
Oh. Stop fucking with my shit, Carter.
I'm trying to remove. Sorry.
I like this one. I like this one particularly because they had to write around like some part of the door.
Yeah.
Just they kept it going. Get off your fucking cell phone. Take your shit and get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
What that, great life advice.
That's someone who was waiting patiently for a minute or two. Like, all right, yeah, that's fine. I'll wait. And then they went, "Oh, this is ridiculous."
Am I the only one looking at this? So, like, if it's one of those mad fold-ins? Remember the Mad Folders?
Yeah. What do you think it says when you close the door? Is something completely different?
Yeah, probably.
Says, or no, when you open five? That door,
when you open that door, he writes another sentence with the door open on the inside.
Yeah, like yeah, yeah. Type of,
it's a two-way.
You know, the more I'm looking at this, that's a pretty big, like, stall. Is that the handicap stall that they wrote this in?
Yeah, look, probably. He's got the sink.
Maybe.
They got the sink in there.
The sink in there, yeah, with the soap and everything. So, all right, so here's the question I have for you guys, since you guys are all big fans of shitting in public. When you shit in public, is it a different time length than when you shit at home? Is it a different type of shit?
Well, define public.
All right, anywhere that's at your house. How about that?
Well, no, not a friend's house isn't public.
Yeah, not a friend's house either. Well, even a friend's house, though. Is it a different shit?
I can comfortably shit in a friend's house, I think.
Really? All right. Never.
No, I'm
never
just
at a friend's house.
Never at a friend.
I guess what I'm asking is, are you sitting there playing two dots? Like, what are you doing in a public restroom that you would do at home or vice versa?
I have to say, if I'm shitting in a public restroom, there's no time to get the phone out.
Yes.
Like,
see?
It's a scenario where I got to go.
It's different, but, right? What do you think, Vinny?
Well, here's the deal. If I got to shit in public and it's like a store or something like that, I'll never shit at a bar. I won't shit at somebody's house. I'll shit at a store because I don't give a fuck. Like, I have no reason to care.
Yeah, but neither does
somebody shit in a store. What's that?
But no one else that shits in a store gives a fuck either, and you're shitting on top of your shit.
So depending on it, well, I mean, they flush the fucking toilet cart. If I don't use the stall, it's got the giant stacked up turds.
Yeah, it's not a fish concert we're talking about.
I mean, I'm talking about a fucking Target. I mean, Jesus Christ, Cardiff, what do you think happens in there?
In a Target? A lot.
Drop the knobs at the Target.
I've listened to the Creep Off. I know what happens in Target bathrooms.
Well, that's true. Well, that's why I have to go, because of my makeup. I have to go to the Target one. I don't care. If it's depends on what's going on. Like, I'll give you an example. There was one time I was with my wife in a Target. She was shopping. I had to take a deuce. I was like, fuck it. I'll take my time. I'm reading the news. I don't fucking want to walk around the store with her pushing a fucking cart. I'd rather sit down comfortably, drop a deuce, spread out, read some stuff.
Interesting.
I have a weird thing. If I see the person that was in there before me, I cannot go in there.
What if you sit down on the toilet seat is warm?
I'm okay if it's warm. I'm not great with it, but I don't want to know who made it warm. Right? Like, I don't want to see the guy who made it warm. I need a gap. I need a gap between us.
Is it a winter day?
An ice cold toilet seat. Ice cold. I need to know that the germs have had time to die in the cold. But at the club, I have kind of my own bathroom there. So whatever. Like, that doesn't bother me at all. That's
the one,
like,
with the kiddie toilet on top of it?
Well, we take that thing off.
I know what you're talking about specifically.
Yeah, that thing's just sitting in there.
All right, I'm just asking. Jimmy, what about you? How do you shit in public versus at home? Is it different?
Mine's just quick and get out of there as quick as possible. I don't want to have some guy jiggling the handle when I'm in there.
Is it different at home? Do you take your time? You relax a little bit?
I mean, of course. If I have stuff to, you know, look up on my phone, of course. I take a good 5-7 minute shit if I have to.
Dude, I can't wait for when my feet fall asleep, that's when I'm like, all right, maybe I'm milking this one.
You know, I want to do, I want to play around with that. I want to go into a Target and, like, buy a candle and then just go walk into the bathroom and light it. Just sit there and see how long before.
The whole thing run,
just to see how long before they throw you out. How long do you think you can camp out in a public bathroom?
You'd probably be customer of the year just for writing a candle or for lighting a candle. You'd be like, wow, you're so thoughtful. Thank you.
I do have to say, and I've shit all over the world. I've taken shits in establishments everywhere.
Minnesota, Wisconsin,
Rochester,
New York. Yeah, right.
If you need to shit on the road, Costco is your place.
Mm. Wide stalls. Explain.
They're very well kept. They keep it very clean, and you can get a $1.50 hot dog on the way out. So it's perfect.
Or the way in.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But, like, you never want to go to a Home Depot bathroom or even a Walmart bathroom. Like, those would be the worst.
Who would ever go into a Walmart bathroom? The employees don't even go into them to clean them. Who the fuck goes in there?
Well, hold on a second. We're all acting like we're all high and mighty about Walmart bathrooms. What about the gas station where you have to get the key from the cashier?
Oh,
it's got the big giant stick on it.
Attached to a license plate.
Yeah, right. What about that? I mean, if anyone ever in a pinch had to use one of those?
I've had
you're dying for a Walmart at that point.
Didn't enjoy it. You ever have one where it's outside? You have to go to like the back of the.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to go outside
Yeah. Yeah, and you can hear the cashier through the wall on the other side.
You hear the murmuring. He better not be shitting there. If he's shitting, I swear, help me Christ.
They just bang on the wall. Courtesy flush. right. So I got a couple more of these tonight. I think we could bounce through. This is a fun one, guys. This is a koala bear care changing station where someone crossed off the sea.
Okay, that's
unfortunate.
So it's a baby suicidal station. Babies. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun for everybody.
It's like when you see a therapist's office and someone's put a dash between the E and the R.
Good stuff. Bullshit! Oh, I hit the wrong thing. I did this.
And the show has reached a new low.
That was more appropriate for that.
You hit that one twice. Now, I don't know what this says about Lions fans. Either they're really devoted or really gay. You tell me, Carl. It says, I'll take a fist in my ass for a Lions win.
I have a feeling whoever wrote that would take a fist in their ass for a lot of things. Yeah, or a really nice brunch or a fun movie experience.
Bag of Oreos.
Yeah, his first likes fists in their ass.
I'm surprised. No matter who's winning that game, he's cheering for both sides.
I imagine, though, that if that person doesn't enjoy a fist in their ass, they didn't feel that way after they won 11 games in a season. They're like, you know what? I was back when we were, 3-13, fist
whoa,
in the ass every
whoa,
time they
whoa,
won.
Whoa,
not a big
whoa.
Deal. But
now, hold. Whoa, Jerry, whoa. I was just kidding.
Wait a second. After the Bills were eliminated, did you become a Lions fan, Carl? Isn't that like your second team? Yeah, okay.
Of course, yeah. Detroit all the way.
Certain add up.
I can't get
love
enough
Detroit.
Dicks in my butt.
Certain add up.
That wasn't.
I can't
wasn't,
get enough dicks
look
in
at the
butt.
S's. No,
I'm thinking you're moving.
The S's.
Look at those S's.
That is the S.
Fuck you!
Maybe this is where John saw your S's.
Or Vince or whoever, yeah.
Whoever.
All right.
Pretended to see your S's.
I don't care for this one because this person seems a little snooty. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like.
Ugh.
And then someone wrote underneath it, we vandalize things that aren't ours with quotes we didn't write to impress people taking shits.
I like that. It's a good response. That's a dumb quote on the top.
I love that.
I'm actually a little disappointed in us, Vinny. We haven't gotten any of the here I sit brokenhearted. Came to shit and only
we'll
farted.
Get after it.
Get fart after those. It. The old
I'm
school.
I'm okay with us not having numbers. That.
Herpy done got me dripping the goo. Wipe it on a seat to share it with you.
Oh, God.
You know, I know the person's joking, but even then, if I'm sitting there, I'm like, God damn it. I tried.
I never
took
want
a
to
shot.
See, I never want to see the word "goo" written out.
No,
it doesn't. It doesn't do much for
especially me. If it's a Goo Goo Dolls concert, because I hate that band.
Oh, they fucking suck.
Yeah,
they're the worst thing to come out of Buffalo since fucking OJ.
How dare you? OJ's a legend.
Sure is.
We need Dr. Steve. Like can you get herpes from a toilet seat? Now I need to know.
That's probably misinformation. Strike.
Uh-oh. Another one.
I like this one. This is a basically someone drew out a meme. Yeah. The fancy Winnie the Pooh versus the regular Winnie the Pooh. First one says, I got to go poo. And the next one says, I need to throw up from my butt. This would make me laugh hysterically if I walked in and saw this. When you close the door and you sit down and you see that, look at the face on the second Winnie the Pooh. He's so smug.
Let me ask a question, Vinny. Can you do a Winnie the Pooh impression? Because I feel like it'd be funnier in the voice.
Oh, bother. No, I can't.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Christopher Robbins.
Oh, no. All right, yeah. Can you read that in his voice?
I got to go poo. I don't think I'm doing Winnie the Pooh anymore. I think I can only say Christopher Robbins.
Let's close for a second. Voice. It is kind of British. It's a little off British for some reason.
I've ever told you guys I really despise Winnie the Pooh.
Mm. No, but you're right to say that. It's garbage.
It is the worst.
He's no Caillou. That's all right.
You just don't like Tiggers is your problem.
Oh, here we go. Here I sit smelling vapor. Someone took all the toilet paper. That's my Winnie the Pooh for the record.
Yeah, I like it.
You got to do the hoo-hoo.
Late for class, but still I linger. Look out, ass, here comes my finger.
I don't remember Winnie the Pooh doing a woo-hoo, like a Kevin Ricott. Kevin doing a flop voice.
Flop voice. Woo-hoo. But also, I remember Winnie the Pooh fingering his asshole after his shit. So we're taking a lot of liberties here.
That was Christopher Robin's uncle who was doing that, if I recall.
Well, isn't it Winnie the Pooh that... Sorry, go ahead.
What is Winnie the Pooh that what?
Oh, isn't it Winnie the Pooh that just like Disney just lost the copyright on or something, and now there's gonna be like Winnie the Pooh porn and
there's already
happening
tons of crazy shit with Winnie the Pooh. Yeah,
there's gonna be Nana MILF porn. That's fucked up. Here's a fun
Mickey Mouse coming soon.
Mickey Mouse copyright has been up for a while, and for some reason they keep changing the law. It's been over 100 years.
I want to see some Mickey Mouse. I want to be able to put Mickey Mouse on my channel. Come on, let it go. Turn the potato filter into me. Hi, everybody. It's me, Cardiff Mouse.
copyright. Strike.
Channel's gone.
I don't care for any of that at all. that don't do that voice again. Did that just come out of you naturally?
I used
that
to call him the WATP with the Mickey Mouse voice.
It's fucking great. What are you talking about, Vinny? What, are you jealous?
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, you jealous of his amazing impressions? Skills.
Rocco might be able to do Kevin Brennan and Joe Matarese.
And Carl everyone, yeah.
But I got Mickey Mouse.
Nice.
This is another baby-changing station that has been defaced. And I kind of love this one.
Added bacon.
That's funny.
Yeah, it just added drew a little chef's hat on the parent. And turned it into a barbecue.
Yep.
It's adorable. It is adorable.
Although that is actually not how you cook a baby. I mean, it's a funny gag. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you can't throw a baby on a barbecue.
No.
People.
No. There's a lot of work. There's a lot of work before oven. That happens.
You can't.
A lot of prep.
Oh, never mind. I was going to make a changing table joke, but I don't think that'll.
You know, we got a couple of. We got a couple.
You can't put them on the barbecue because they'll roll off without the lip to protect them from rolling. Never mind.
Oh,
I don't know why. Forced.
I like this one. Don't beam me up, Scotty. I'm taking a shit. And then the line just goes all the way up.
Like he was getting beamed up.
Yeah.
Because how would that work? It's a head scratcher. Like, what if you were shitting? Would the shit come with you? You don't know.
You know who I should have booked on the show is Florentine. Oh my god. He would have sandbagged the shit out of all of this. Oh, I get it.
Because
the
one.
Shit beamed him up.
This is actually perfect for Florentine. This is pretty much what he makes fun of on his show.
I'm actually gonna ask him what he thinks of bathroom graffiti.
You should.
If he enjoys it or if he hates it. I'd be very curious. I'm gonna text him right now and find out.
I think he's on the side of bathroom graffiti. I think he enjoys it.
He probably
I think it's
does.
A secret pleasure. Fuck ketchup, but bathroom graffiti, he's all in.
Man Ordo Monstrom, thanks for the $10. When we were in Puerto Rico, we stopped at a gas station with the key gimmick, and I opened the door, and a spider the size of my hand was on the toilet. Wound up shitting roadside.
Wow! You're like, sorry, sir, I didn't realize it was occupied. My bad. Let me know when you're done.
It's a big spider.
Somebody better call the fucking FBI. That's a big dump on the side of the road too. Barrister 1401, thanks for the $10. When are poop jokes not funny? Never, except when told by Stupid John. He makes everything not funny. Great point. Great point.
We also, another thing that wasn't funny, we covered on the Creep Off today, was the politician out of Spain who had the video of him eating his own poo.
He was eating the poo-poo.
Oh, yeah.
He eats the poo-poo. He's a gay man. Eats the poo-poo. Not funny. Not funny. Never funny.
When you Creepoff.com, everybody.
Yes.
Vote for Vinny.
Fun show.
Hey, by the way, Carl, the results girl competition.
Yeah.
The results, there's one of them running away with it right now.
Really? Because I haven't voted yet.
One of them is running away with it.
Do you want to, well, do you want to say anything or do you want me to look it up?
Well, I mean, you could guess it's the one who was talking about how they own a cow bikini. It's really all it took.
That was a pretty smart move, wasn't it?
Yeah, she looked like a deer in headlights and she's like, I own a cow bikini. And everybody's like, yes!
There's only one way to beat that. A review girl with no bikini.
That's true.
Good point.
True. I read on the bathroom wall.
You know what? River makes a good point, too. Cardiff Hi, is River. Pathetic, to be honest.
Yeah, I is what I is.
Yeah. We still love you. All right. I think I've got one more here, Cardiff.
One more, Vinny. You saved the best for last.
No, I found... Oh. I want to ask you a question. If you walked into a bathroom and saw this on the wall, are you staying or are you leaving?
Oh, Jesus.
You gonna stay or risk it?
What do you mean? Are you staying or leaving? I gotta pee.
I mean,
there's nothing you could write on a wall. They'd be like, oh, I'll just hold it. That never mind.
But let's be honest, lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place.
Right. That's another good point.
Yeah,
I should be safe.
Yeah. Right. Like whoever did that is long gone from here. They're not hanging around.
I mean, they did it. They painted.
Yeah.
A lot has happened. Is the paint dry? Like, we should be checking these things.
That's a good point, too. I just feel like that's a pretty, like, vague threat. Someone was raped here. You want to be next? Stick around. That's what I feel like that is. It's like a warning.
Vinny, I don't know if you heard about this, but there was an inmate who was transferred to the hospital recently here in Rochester. It was big news yesterday and today. And they escaped the hospital.
No shit.
And so they had all the different police departments. They had helicopters looking for this person. My sister-in-law works at that exact facility. And we were talking about it. I was hanging out with her yesterday. We were talking about it. And I said, it's actually the best place to be when an inmate escapes. You want to be in the place they escaped from. Because they're not going to hang out in the hallway. They're not shooting the shit with the workers there. They're going to get the fuck as far away from there as possible. So I feel like in that scenario, if a bad thing happened in that place, you better believe that whoever did that is long gone.
Or he's standing there with a spray paint can.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's sitting there putting his fingerprints on everything, just waiting to get discovered. I doubt it.
You might be right.
Michael Myers did a lot of damage in the insane asylums before he left.
That wasn't actually a true story. That wasn't based on a true story.
I know the guy.
Hatfield, Illinois, Carl. It happened.
Yep. Haddonfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know the guy. Don't you know Dr. Loomis? What's wrong with you? All right, guys. This has been a fun episode. Carl, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Folks, if you're not following WATP, you don't
wait,
know.
Wait, hold on. River's still threatening me in the super chats if you want
to. Oh. Cool.
Be exposed. Thank you, River. And day will come. Fan rips your mask off. Thank you. All right. Thanks, River. Look forward to it, pal.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen if someone rips Cardiff's mask off? They're going to go, would you please put this back on?
I'm doing everyone else a favor.
And politely be like, here, please put this back on, sir.
You think it's for me that I walk around for 4 hours at a time in a mask sweating my ass off? It's for you people. DabbleCon 2. Get your tickets now.
Yeah.
Sabres just scored to make it 4-2. They a quick answer to a goal from the Lightning halfway through the third period. Guys, whoarethese.com is where you want to go to find all things Who Are These podcasts. And more importantly, hackamania.com, promo code WATP.
Or creep.
Cool. Sorry, Carl. I think something wrong with your mic.
You know what? Use hashtag or use promo code
WATP, 20% off your order for tickets. Hackamania.com, May 31st through June 2nd. We will be in Las Vegas. I heard Melton talking today on the show, and he goes, I might just make Cardiff a promo code. He keeps promoting it. I'll just do it.
Well, no, because I'm only doing it because I heard him ranting on his show that when he was bitching about Ray complaining that he's, you know, I sold tickets, so thorough, Joe Burrow. And he's like, Ray, you've sold no tickets. More people have tried to use the promo code Cardiff than Ray. And Cardiff isn't on the show.
It's so funny.
But so that's the only reason I keep making the joke. Just to,
I do want to say, so what's today? We're halfway through April. Mm-hmm. Happy tax day, everybody. Yeah. Cardiff, I
Aaron's
know it's
all
tax
the way
day.
Through April.
Hey, April's all the way done with there. So we're halfway through April. End of May is when the show was happening. People are still on the fence. You're nuts. You're going to wish you went. Once you find out all the stories, all the shit that went on at these shows, you're going to go, oh, we should have just gone to Vegas. Get your tickets, hackamania.com, promo code there's WATP.
Nothing, there's no better place to go than Vegas.
It's going
to
be
so much fun.
It's the entire reason that you watch these shows, listen to these shows, is to participate in things like Hackamania. It's going to be amazing.
And on the plus side, it's Vegas. I mean, it's worth a couple $100 to have a place to leave your stuff and you can go walk around Vegas. Melton will guard it for you. Don't worry.
Correct. If you get bored of our shows, there's other things to do. I think
it's
what
Cardiff in Vegas.
I think it's what Cardiff was trying to say. Just like, yeah, I get it. The comedians suck. The shows won't be very good. But you're in Vegas. There's Penn and Teller. There's good food. There's all sorts of things.
There's lots of stuff. Yeah. Vegas.
There's going to be a live creep off at like 4:30 in the afternoon. It's perfect.
Oh, I can't wait.
He's streaming it too, right?
They're working on that, yeah.
Yeah. I got to message him. I could probably help him out, figure that out if he needs it. Kids, what a great show. Cardiff, do we have some people we want to thank before we get out of here?
We do, our big kahunas.
Yeah, why don't you say thank you to all of them?
Did you pull the list?
Nope. That's your job.
Thank you, big kahunas.
And the show did nothing. A new low.
You did nothing today. You did not, literally less than nothing. You found a video of a psychologist that sucked. You can't say thank you to the big kahunas. You didn't even do that.
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I hate this fucking show.
When Blind Mike does the breakup of subreddit surfing, this will be the Candy Crush moment, or this will be the
yes.
Blueberries.
Yep.
Well, I'm just pointing out the fact that Cardiff does nothing.
I've noticed.
I'm useless.
All right. Big kahunas, we love you. We're so thankful for all of you.
Mr. Potato Head, master of disguise. He can turn into over 50 cups.
Actually, Carl playing, it's not even me.
Yeah, that was me. I'm Team Cardiff over here.
Vote for Carl. Promo code
WATP. Vote for Carl.
I thank you all for tuning in tonight. Check out WATP, obviously. Jimmy, do you want to plug your show real quick?
Sure. You can find me on YouTube. Look for Jimmy the Lip Sunday nights after 10 after dark.
All right. And we'll be back.
Vinny.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Didn't interrupt him for once.
For not kicking me out.
I should have done it to Carl when he started with dropping the WATP promo code, but I didn't. So I figured I'd be nice to you too. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until next week, act right. Aloha, big kahunas.
That was a great episode.
That was really great.
Sit, Eugene, sit. Good dog.